it's 86 degrees.
From Friday Night Lights to the biggest local matchups, this is Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Local sports, real opinions. Now on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP.
All right, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. There's my partner. He's just walking in. We're a little late today.
A little late.
8:20. We don't.
8:20, I figured Jack was just about ready.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We just got on. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. First of all, before we get started with sports, let's just take about 5 minutes here and talk about the weekend at Fort Recovery.
Crazy weekend.
And how damn proud you have to be of that WOW and that committee and our whole community who just, it is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how good they are. They got it down to a science, too.
It is unbelievable that you can, and I don't know how many people was there. I'm going to guess 7,000 to 8,000.
I would guess that, yeah.
You hear as many as 10. But it, either way, it just goes without, you know, it goes off without a, without any kind of hitch.
Any hitch.
And a lot of people have a great time. And man, I can't wait for 2027. Because
do it again. Do it again. You bigger know,
year
and better.
Nine. And we're all winners.
Oh, yeah.
We're all
Absolutely.
Of what that draws and what it brings to the community.
What it's done to us. And, you know, this year I think you're going to go out to the football field and see those lights flashing around and stuff, and that's a big donation from them, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the diamond, the baseball field.
Baseball field's as good
as it
gets.
It's just, and that ain't even talking about all the scholarships, all the people they donate.
Yeah, yeah. And not just our town, but the surrounding towns around too. I mean, they try to give out some money to everybody, you know, because people come from everywhere.
Yeah, and I see you donate $1,000 to Parker Wink, and
yeah,
and I think the gala also gave the Wink boy a check from the Christmas gala. And,
good.
And we want to give a shout out to Jay Workamp. Jay is battling.
Yeah.
Jay's an old Fort Recovery boy.
Yeah. So I didn't hear what was going on with Jay.
Jay's got esophagus cancer.
Oh, man.
And I think it's just detected like within the last month, and it's pretty serious. And
yeah,
and,
I saw the sheriff's post, but didn't say what was going on. But and Jay runs the Citizens Academy that's getting ready to start here, so they'll have somebody else running that.
Sure,
and better sign up on the sheriff's department thing.
Yeah, but, so our prayers go out to Big Jay and Jay's all around great guy.
Absolutely. Great guy.
We're gonna start the show tonight with Mr. Steve Hellwagon, and we're gonna get him
on. See if we can get him on the phone.
Yeah, we're gonna get him online. Turn me up here. So
it's about Buckeye time.
It is about Buckeye time. It's the beat writer for Ohio State, and it'll be interesting
Hello,
Mr. Hellwagon. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is week one, and here we go.
How about that?
And this is, how many years of you covering arguably the greatest college football program in the nation?
In the history of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only 32 years.
You're pop.
It'll be 38 for basketball this winter. So
wow.
32. I did part time before that. Just I didn't go on the road or come to practice or any of that stuff before that. But 32 for basketball, and it'll be 32 for football, 38 for basketball. It's been really great time, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just do a tremendous job, and we really look forward to talking to you, because your insight on Ohio State football is something that, you know, we sit over here in Western Ohio, but you're right in the pulse of it, and Ohio State coming into this season, you know, when you have a program who, what did they have, 4 of the top 12 picks in the NFL
draft?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, the NFL draft.
Yeah, it was top 11. 4 of the top 11.
4 of the top
Downs
11.
Went number 11 to the Cowboys. Yeah, so.
And they opened the season preseason number 1.
Yeah, it's nuts. They lost 7 starters off the defense, 3 off the offense, and the kicker, although I think they're going to have an upgraded kicker. They have to have an upgraded kicker. And, you know, it is amazing. And yet, I think the problem or the issue that this year's team has is they're going to play much tougher schedule than the team last year played. And 6 ranked teams from the preseason top 25 are going to be on the docket here, beginning with number 5 Texas next week. So, the bullets are going to start flying. Maybe not necessarily this Saturday at the stadium, but certainly next week in Austin, Texas, it's going to be something.
I talked to you last night, and you talked about how today you had to meet the media day. So what's today like for you?
Well, today we had interviews at 6:30 after practice, and what they do, and I'm going to tell you, you guys know this, I mean, it was just as hot where you are as it is here. It was like 95 degrees, and they didn't move practice till after dark or anything. They practiced in broad daylight, which is how it'll be. It's not going to be quite that hot on Saturday. It's only supposed to be high of 80 here, but on that field, it's going to feel a little warmer. Down in Texas, they're probably dealing with high 90s, you know.
And a hurricane.
Yeah, I was there 20 years ago, and I got to tell you, it was scorching hot when we were down there, but thankfully it was a night game, and, you know, it was probably in the low 90s by kickoff. But at any rate, they're practicing in the tough conditions because they know, it's going to be difficult. So that was good to hear. But, yeah, Coach Day and 3 of the players were available after practice today. Yesterday we got Coach Day for about a half hour. And then also Earl Little, who's a transfer from Florida State. He had 4 interceptions last year as a safety at Florida State. He's going to start replacing at least the position of Caleb Downs. And then the other one yesterday is, I'm drawing a blank on it, but at any rate, just as usual, it's been a really good preseason for Ohio State, and it sounds like they're ready to go this Saturday, starting out with Ball State.
You know, the offensive side of the ball is absolutely loaded with the quarterback, Julian Sain, coming back, Bo Jackson, and arguably the best player in college football, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, with Julian Sain, he had an amazing regular season. Everybody knows that. Completed 77% of his passes, which was
crazy.
A Big Ten record, an Ohio State record, and the third best percentage in the history of the FBS. Can he improve on that? You know, that's they're playing a tougher schedule, so I don't know if he can improve on that. They're playing Iowa this year. Iowa's got one of the great defenses in college football, year in and year out. And, also playing Texas, Indiana, USC, which will be improved defensively, Michigan, all these teams that are, Oregon as well. Oregon's got to be improved defensively to think that they're going to compete, for a national championship. I mean, the top 2 teams in the poll are Ohio State and Oregon.
Think about that.
That's pretty rare, but Oregon's going to have I figure they're going to have a really good team in Ohio State as well. But, long way around the bend, I think Julian's saying the potential is there for him to have a better year, but maybe not complete 77% of his passes. They want him to be more of a leader, and he has also gained almost 10 pounds, so he is stronger. Hopefully that'll help him running the football if need be, and also driving the ball into tough spots. We know he can complete passes, but the few days that we got to watch them practice, I was impressed that he was hitting tight windows and really picked up where he left off last year, so that's good.
And then Ohio State, and I, everybody talks about the NIL, Ohio State brings in crazy good Chris Jackson, Legend Bay. They just offensively, they are scary.
Yeah, I think so. You talk about the running backs, Bo Jackson, what Ryan Day liked after the second week of preseason, it lasted 4 weeks, but what he liked was he saw improvement from Bo Jackson in terms of finishing off runs and running over people. Last year he would get 6 yards, get into the second level, and maybe somebody would reach out and grab him. He was a freshman playing against grown men, and as great as you are as a high school player, you're going to find out where you really rank when you get in there against guys 3 and 4 years older than you. And he had a good year, 1,000 yards as a true freshman is really good. 13 games. Hard to believe, a year ago, first game of the year, they were scared to put him in the game against Texas. And then you think of the year he had after that, what was there to be scared about? So, he really turned it on and did a great job, but Ryan Day thinks he's going to hit another level this year. And then, of course, Jeremiah Smith coming back, the best player in college football, hardest worker on the football team. They made him a captain, which was truly fitting. And I think he's going to go out and have another great season. Obviously, defenses are going to key on him. They don't have another NFL receiver as it stands right now, like they had with Carnell Tate last year to kind of take some of the weight off of him, but good luck trying to hold him down. I want to see what opposing teams do to try and put put a stop to him. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Offensive line, veteran group, and they've got to improve based on the last few games of last season. And I think we're really in for a fun year. I think it's going to be so many great games. Are going to come down to the wire, perhaps, and they have to show that they can win those matchup games, which really, other than Texas, they didn't do last year. So, when it's a pick'em type game, like it will be next week at Texas, you got to go in and win that if you want to be considered a true national championship contender. So,
are you making that trek?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't miss that one for the world. Yeah. So, I'll be there next week, and looking forward to getting down to Austin, a great place to visit, and a great college setting. I mean, it was fabulous 20 years ago when we were there, and I'm sure it's only better in the 20 years since.
But I think game day is going to be down there, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You, it all kicks off this Saturday against the Ball State Cardinals. Now, Ball State's about 30 minutes from here. So we have a lot of Ball State fans over here on the western part of Ohio. And this is the first time Ohio State has played Ball State. And Ball State is, they're at it. They're going to make a lot of money on Saturday.
$1.9 million, to be exact.
And that's probably pretty good for the program.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that helps them meet their budget. And, the MAC teams, this is their shtick. I mean, Ohio University's going to Nebraska. Western Michigan's going into Michigan for a Saturday night game. Miami is playing at Pittsburgh at, whatever they call it now. Used to be Heinz Field, where Ben Roethlisberger played with the Steelers. But that's what these teams in the MAC have to do. They have to go around and collect these checks. And last year, I want to say Ball State played Purdue, and they lost, I think, 31-0. Then they lost to Auburn, 42-3, something like that. So that'll give you an idea.
Yeah.
Again, give or take what these teams can do, and with the NIL, a lot of them are feeder programs now. Yeah. This is the second time Ohio University has sent a tight end to Ohio State. Will Kazmarek last couple of years, and now Mason Williams is coming from OU, and I'm sure they're losing guys to other Power Four teams as well. Mm-hmm. The quarterback Rourke went to Indiana for a year. So. You think about it, 50.5 or 51, whatever the line is, I'm ordinarily would say sky's the limit, but with the conditions, going to be in the 80s.
Hot, yeah.
And Texas next week, I don't see any reason why anybody on the first team, if it's 35-3, 42-3, whatever it might be, halftime, early third quarter, why anybody who starts on either side of the ball would still be in the game past about the 8 or 9 minute mark of the third quarter. I see no reason for that. So live to play another day. So
makes right. sense.
And I too am all over.
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody to take Ball State plus the 50, but
and I, but you look at it.
Plus the, I certainly wouldn't take Ohio State minus 51. I'll just say that.
I agree with you. And if you look at the forecast, they're calling for thunderstorms. If they get a thunderstorm in the third quarter or fourth quarter of a 40-0 game, that baby's over.
Yeah, there's no reason to go back out there.
I'm all over Ball State Saturday.
Well, you know, the thing on that, and I learned that a long time ago, they have to get to the 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter or it's no action. I learned that a long, long time ago. If they call the game in the third quarter, there is no action over, under, or the line. So,
really?
Yeah, that's, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, that's immaterial with how the game's going to play out. But I think, I hope we don't have stoppages for a game like this. And I've sat through some stoppages there that, you know, we sat there for over an hour one time when they were going to play Tulsa. And it's like, really? This is what we're doing? So, But this is what's important. Two things are important on Saturday. Arthur Smith is the new offensive coordinator. Show a little bit of his hand about what he thinks about offensive football with this Ohio State football team. And the other thing is, 51 newcomers to this program. Many of them will be playing their first game, obviously, at Ohio Stadium. And, you know, you need to get as many of those people experience in this game, particularly Davian St. Clair and Luke Fahey, the backup quarterbacks. Mm. Coach Day says that they're kind of bracketed right now as the backups, and we'll see which one goes in the game first. That's kind of an interesting subplot with this game. But, yeah, get all those backups as much time as possible. Coach Day said tonight that Legend Bay, the flashy new freshman, will be the kickoff returner, and he'll also get a little bit of time at running back. So, yeah, it's coming together. You know, all these young guys, you better have a numerical roster with you, because not only 51 new guys, but a lot of the current players changed numbers. You know, Kenyatta Jackson, coming off the edge, is now wearing Caleb Downs number 2.
Yeah.
And Ennis moved from 7, or what was he? He was 11, and then he was 1, and now he's block 0, you know, or block 0. Jalen McLean was 18, now he's wearing 8. So, yeah, the guys change numbers when the older guys move on. They move up, and, man, it, you know, it's crazy to say you're excited to see Ohio State play Ball State, but doggone it.
You're ready.
Let's go.
Doggone it.
That's right.
It's time.
You know what? It all kicks
up. You think about it, Jim Tressel's getting his spot in the Ring of Honor. Maurice Claret's going to ring the victory bell.
It's Senior Day.
Senior Day.
Yeah.
They move Senior Day to the, I don't like that. If it's not going to be the last game of the season, I've seen a lot of high schools at different places will do it on the next to last game of the season, so you've at least played most of the year. You know, there are high schools that don't do it the last game of the season because kind of like what's here, it's a rivalry game sometimes or whatever, and they want the focus to be on that. But, you know, my only recollection of this, guys, and, you know, in the what has it been? If this is 20 home Michigan games I've attended, every one of them has been a Senior Day. That's, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Come on. You know,
that's right.
Are we really dodging that for those guys? You know, I don't see that. I disagree with Coach Day on that. I just think take 5 minutes, do it right, get it right. You know, Michigan has shown proper respect in recent years and hasn't crashed the party like they did years ago where they ran out there while the players were introduced.
Yeah.
You know, know, do it the right way. You got guys playing for Ohio State like Earl Little. You know, the guy brought up safety. Mm-hmm. There's Florida State never played a down of football.
He's senior.
They're going to recognize him before the game.
Yeah, it is crazy.
What a great Buckeye.
One of the best.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it all kicks off.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It all kicks off Saturday at Skullcestern at 10 o'clock. I'll be there taking my grandsons.
And I'm
looking forward to it. And Mr. Hellwagon, we can't thank you enough for taking the time
out to talk
to us. And let's catch up halfway through the season.
Hey, what's the big high school game out there this week? What's that? Where will there be 8,000 people this week in a 50-50 of 20 grand?
Well, will that be? There won't be that here. We got cold water at home, and it's going to be a big one. We're fired up for it. But on the docket this week, there's a lot of good ones here in the MAC, and we'll keep you posted how that goes, buddy.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, Dave.
You know, we're in for a great year. I'm saying 11-1. You know, it's easy to sit here every year and go, oh, they're 12-0. You know, they don't finish the season 12-0 very often. And I think this schedule will wear them down. The stretch where they got to play at Indiana, at USC, and back home with Oregon, you know, three tough games.
Week
period. Even with an off week, I think that's going to be tough.
So. Yep. Well, I'll take 11-1.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one. Drive safe.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. All right. That is Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts, and we will take a break. Come right back with head coach of the Fort Recovery Indian Volleyball Team, the 4-0 Fort Recovery Indian Volleyball Team, Mr. Travis Guggenbill. We'll be right back right after this sports talk presented by
the Gilbert Station.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BBI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on fortrecoveryradio.com. Our Lady Indians are undefeated through their first four matches and have only lost one set in those four matches. Now it's going to start getting serious with the MAC schedule starting tomorrow night as they host the always tough Coldwater Cavaliers at the Portside Fieldhouse. Friday, it'll be football and we'll host the Cavaliers football team in the first MAC game of the season. The Reasoner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, Our Lady Indians will go to Sydney to play in the Layman Catholic Invitational Tournament. They'll play three matches, with the first match at 9 a.m. against Versailles, 10 a.m. against Lima Central Catholic, and 11 a.m. versus Adena. We'll bring you as much of the action as we can live on the Hometown Huddle. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Talking local sports the way we do around here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee continues on the Tribe 107.3.
welcome back to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Steve Hellwagon, for taking the time out.
Guy knows we are, Buckeyes.
That guy's a
he's
Jones.
As good as it gets.
That guy knows it. Boy. We are now joined by the head coach of the Lady Indians. Year number?
I think it's eight on eight? Varsity. And
now, we just talked about how old?
13 altogether.
13 altogether?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's gone fast.
First of all,
that's not bad for you only being, what, 24?
We're not.
Plus more.
If you stick it out another 16 years,
whoa,
your daughter has a cannon.
She does. She's pretty good throwing, isn't she?
Church. She's in front of me at church. Whatever toy she got, it's gone two pews up.
Yeah, she's throwing it.
Let her fly. Let her fly.
She'll a lot of people play quarterback think, in the future.
Yeah.
A lot of people think their kids should sit in church and just sit there.
No, I don't
like that at all.
Of course, she's got all my grandkids back here, you know, egging her on. And
that's perfect.
It is.
Kids in church are awesome.
I agree. 100% agree with that.
Hey, sometimes
I don't know about us, mom and dad.
Mom and dad are going crazy,
that's the church, man. That's what you need to have those
awesome.
Kids.
That's awesome, Steve. Coach. Great start to the season.
Absolutely.
Just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been going at it game by game. We're coming in with some experience this year, and the girls are playing hard, giving it everything they got, and they're coachable, and I can't ask for anything more.
Can't beat that.
Nope. No.
We, going into the season, we knew we had everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
And an early season schedule that's favorable.
Yeah.
And we've had that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's a big one.
Yeah,
let's
tomorrow's
see
a big
where
one.
We're at.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big one. Tomorrow's going to be a true test to kind of see where we're at. I knew going in, you know, you have these games that when you look at your schedule, you're like, these are the games that we need to win. We got to take care of them. I think we did that so far this year, take care of the games. But we got tested well the last two games we played against Arcanum, who's very well coached.
Yep.
We saw them twice last year, regionals. And Jay County beat us last year. They got some really strong athletes again, and we were able to come out strong against them this year. So, tomorrow's going to be a true test from a MAC standpoint. There's just a whole different level on that end of things.
Sure.
The competitive drive, that mindset, you know, everything matters. And you got girls that have been living in the gym for the last 10 years or plus from both teams. So there's a lot of experience coming in there. So we're going to go at it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Go at it hard and take it play by play.
You bring back Bryn Wellman. Bryn is a really good volleyball player.
Mm-hmm. Bryn's really improved a lot. She's been fun to watch to see this play this year.
Yeah, the Molenkamp girl.
Cameron.
You got some girls that can pound it pretty good.
Got some players.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate this year. We've got a lot of girls that are coming back with, you know, multiple years of experience with varsity. You know, Bryn's coming back for third year. Cameron's coming back with her third year. On the front row, we also have Kenna Deuce coming back in the back row with her third year defensively. We have Alexis coming in as the middle as her second year. And then
you got a lot.
Trinity's on her year two, and then you know hopefully maybe we'll get Bridget back and she's a year three varsity experience, and then I mean my sophomores are in year two as well. You know Hope Evers got about 30-40% of our games last year, so she's fresh this year, but she's coming back with some experience. So we're kind of excited about where all of our girls are coming from, and looking forward to see what tomorrow.
Hope kind of has that sky's the limit.
Yeah,
she's young. Has a chance.
Yeah. She's been really good this year, and she's getting. She's really good. Yeah.
And the thing about her is, really this good. Will be her number one sport.
I would to think so. I truly think she has the ability to be one of the top out there. She's growing and learning. I mean, her body kind of grew faster than her skill level, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And she's really starting to adjust and adapt in that end of things. And when she gets on top of a ball, she's putting it in front of the 10-foot line. Mm-hmm. And so it's still learning the game. I think it's not the skill, it's just the pace of it. You know, it's a big difference from JV to varsity.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting that transition out there quick enough. And I thought she had a heck of a game yesterday. It was nice to see that going in before Coldwater, gaining that confidence that you need going in.
Yeah. And then you talk about your back row kids and defensively, man, I thought we were tremendous last night.
Yeah, I thought we did well last night defensively. I think we come in with a lot of experience. We got girls, like I said, Kennedy's coming in year three. Trinity Ramel coming in with her second year in varsity. Kayla Deuce coming, or not Kayla, Garkey coming in with her second year as a libero for us in a row. Haley Easton coming in. She's really done a nice job changing from right back to middle back for us. I think our defense is definitely improving. We're going to have to get stronger yet in order to get to where we want to get. But yeah, I was happy with overall how we are definitely making improvements in the right direction on that end of things.
I mean, you came off of last year we were regional final?
Regional final last year. St. Henry, right? Made it to state finals.
And so you got all these girls back?
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun year.
I hope we got.
You know, and you know what you're going to get in the MAC. I mean,
yeah, and you know, going in,
you get that every year.
Yep, you're getting it every year. There's no break. There's never a day off in the MAC. I mean, when you look at our schedule as a whole, even outside the MAC, we got a tough schedule. I mean, Arcanum's always ranked in the top of the state. We got Crestview. We go to Rushi and Fort Laramie yet. Both of those games happen to be on the road. And they're always going to be state ranked. Probably both of them are going to be ranked in the top five of their division. And then the WBL is always tough as well. Yeah. You know, they play the same kind of schedule that we do. So it's a tough schedule overall.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We'll talk about your coaching staff, your seniors, and talk about the MAC, which is freaks. Right back. Sports Talk presented by our good friends.
Chris Seifring at the Gilbert Station in downtown Burkittsville.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
There's a big weekend coming up. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendoline Sports Club. This year, Wendoline Park is going to have the Coldwater MD Men's Softball Tournament Finals played on Saturday and Sunday. Division 1 will be played on Saturday, and Division 2 will be played on Sunday. The weekend party will start on Thursday night with the Horseshoe Tournament, and the throwing starts at 6:45, sign in by 6:30. And on Friday night, they'll have the lawnmower pulls starting at 7 o'clock, sign in starts at 6. Saturday night, they'll have a DJ playing tunes from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a kiddie tractor pull, and it will start at 6 o'clock, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners will be served from 4 to 6 p.m., pre-sale only. Then on Sunday night, it'll be Driving Force, playing from 8 to midnight. On Monday, there will be fun and games all day, and at 5 o'clock, they'll draw the weekend 50-50 winner, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Again, a reminder, this year's Coldwater MD Men's Softball Tournament Finals will be played on Saturday and Sunday at Wendoline Park. Division 1 on Saturday, Division 2 on Sunday. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Thursday through Monday, at the Wendoline Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party.
Talking local sports the way we do around here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee continues on the Tribe 107.3.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, talking with Mr. Guggenbiller.
Coach Guggenbiller.
Lady Indians, and they're off to a great start, 4-0, and the man tomorrow, get up to that gym. It is going to be a fun atmosphere.
It will be.
A Coldwater team that comes in with it. Just an unbelievable program. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they're just nothing but
they know how to compete.
Yeah,
they're not scared of the stage.
No, and they've been on many times, and like you said, it's a great for us to see where we're at, because big picture, sky's the limit for the fort.
Yeah, you know, like I think honestly, the programs that have been fairly consistent for the last 10 years have been Coldwater, St. Henry, New Bremen, you know, but you still have all the other teams like Parkway, Marion, Versailles, New Knoxville won state a few years ago. I'm sure I'm forgetting another MAC school, but those teams are always still very competitive. Minster beat us last year, you know, so
can't let up 1 week.
You don't get a break. It's the volleyball world and the MAC is pretty tough day in and day out. And I think though, anytime you can get those wins, you take them and you're very proud of them. Anytime you can get one of those against those teams that have been in the top three the last several years, it makes it even more special. So,
yeah, this is year eight for you, and how do you see yourself and your staff? Does everybody kind of know, get to read off you? Does your coaching staff, do you guys meet and man, you can run ideas off, because that is one hell of a staff you've
seen. Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I got great coaching staff at the high school level. I got Dawn Willman as a volunteer this year, but she's been freshman for several years. Tiffany McElDowney, who's been varsity assistant volunteer. I got Kaya Bruns, who is JV varsity assistant. And I got Mandy Diller, who has 20 plus years of coaching in as well. She's been on the varsity team at Coldwater for 8 or more years. And so, yeah, we're pretty fortunate. I take a lot of their input. We actually don't get a whole lot of communication from the JV varsity level, because we just don't watch each other enough to play, because they're on two separate courts. But when we do get the chance, we kind of get ideas from each other. What do we see? It's kind of nice on that end, because like Mandy Diller, who doesn't see us every day, and when she comes in, she can nitpick the little things that she has seen in a short period of time. Same goes vice versa with us, kind of, you know, giving those suggestions. But yeah, we talk to each other. I kind of start the practice overall as a whole. I was like, all right, this is what we're doing today. This is the ball control stuff that we're going to do. And the coaches start with that. And then we kind of, from there, just kind of, we talk about what we're trying to focus on in varsity. And then my coaching staff will just break off from there. So, you know, I'll put Kaya Burns in a lot of it's in charge of our serve receive, where she'll just take one kid at a time and work on the very foundational skill work of, you know, on that end of things. I'd like to think that we are seeing that improvement. I think we served receive well the last couple of games. Tiffany McElDowney is big in the hitting. Don Wellman, very good at the blocking scheme of things. So just, you know, and then Coach Diller, very good on the defensive end of things. So we just take all their input.
So you have a tough game last night against Jay County.
Yep.
You have a tough one Thursday. Mm-hmm. A practice today. Is it a leg thing? Do you try to?
Kind of depends on the day or the week. We have 5 games this week. So knowing that we got a big week all week, I did take it maybe, I don't want to say lighter, but we focused more on technique. So I took some of the jumping away. We did a lot of blocking footwork and all that kind of concept. But then when it came to 6 back against coach, I just told my blockers to get positioned rather than jumping to save their legs. Same with attacking. You know, we worked a little bit on our contact, where we wanted to place the ball with a higher elbow and that kind of stuff like that. So we, you know, stood on a box serve receive today instead of them chasing the ball. We had them, you know, stay back and somebody else shagged the balls for them. So we try to save their legs a little bit. We got to get a full week out of them. So if we weren't playing Saturday, I would have been,
let's go.
But knowing that we have a big week this week, a lot of time in the gym, I was a little bit more mindful today on how I wanted to approach practice.
Yeah. And then while we're talking about the coaching staff, the junior high with a nice win. I think the 8th grade beat Coldwater last night.
They were close, but they got beat by Coldwater. 7th grade won. 8th grade beat like maybe 25-19, 18, something like that. So, yeah, definitely growing. I got Kaya or Kira Wendell on the 8th grade team. And then I have Devin Post and Tammy Post helping out with Devin on the 7th grade team. So, again, I think they're making a lot of steps in the right direction. The one thing that's been really nice to see is the feeder as they come through to the varsity level. They know some of the basics and the skills that we are doing. And so it's not like I have to reteach it. So my junior high is doing a nice job getting that ready. And like Mandy Diller was saying, from her first year to her 4th year, it's just been a great improvement to see that process take place. and they just seem more prepared. Like you said, you know, our JV was pretty impressive too. I think they're starting off well, and they got a good team there.
I just freaking love going up there. It's just fun to see those kids compete. And when you see girls that I don't know anymore, I mean, I'm out of
it. It's unbelievable, yeah.
You know, and
it's
you're like, you got to have a schedule for, I got to have a program because I'm like, who in the hell is that girl? Yeah. She's tremendous. And that's just part of your feeder program. Mm. These kids that, I mean, you just bring them on, bring them off the bench, and they're just a lot of depth. Good.
There is a lot of depth. We're very fortunate that, and we're starting to get a lot of volleyball buy-in by a lot of the kids at a younger age, even parents wanting to get involved a little bit more, which makes it helpful with the youth program of stuff. Volleyball's a fun sport. If you haven't watched the game, it's the game of momentum, and it can just have you on the edge of your seat. And we won in three last night. I had someone tell me, if you would have won in four, I would have had to leave. I couldn't stay any longer. It was just too exciting. So,
glad you got it done.
We got it done in three, but tomorrow
it was something else.
You better take some medicine before you get in that game. Yeah. It's going to be a battle.
That momentum thing.
It's huge.
Yeah, we talked off the air. First set, we were down 19-15, and everybody knows the first team to 20 wins. We beat them to 20, and we outscored them 20-3 at the end of that match against a really good team.
And
kind of did the same thing against, Arcanum on Saturday, the first set. We played like we'd never played volleyball in our lives to start it off. Yeah. We were down 21-7.
We started a little slow, and then
woke up.
We woke up, and we were asking a little bit today, and one of the answers was actually a good answer. I'm trying to figure out what the team is like. So I think that's part of the reason why we start slow. They're like, I want to see what they're doing.
What they're doing.
Which is nice, but pass the ball.
We're going to get across to
them. Like I said, we were down 21-7, hadn't scored 2 points in a row. We had a service error every time we got the serve.
Yeah.
And then we outscored them 12-5 the rest of the way, and only lost by 25-19. So we dominated the end of that, and then went ahead and kind of not exactly dominated, but did very well.
Volleyball was a game of momentum, so I always told them, you were getting the momentum.
You're big mo on your side. It's fun.
Energy is big.
Now the big question, did you win at the WOW?
I did not. I didn't even, I worked at the WOW, but that was it.
I didn't win. Hey, did you know anybody won?
I didn't win.
I didn't hear anything.
Nope.
Did you win, Neil?
I won the smallest prize you can win.
A gun?
No. The guns are probably worth more than that. I think I got $700, finally.
Ooh, that's a victory.
That's a big one.
But, big victory.
I'll take this on.
People ask me all the time, so did you win anything? Well, I always tell them I'm so far ahead that you know, they
don't got to worry about it.
Brand new press box at the baseball
that's
field
right.
And bought a brand new press box at the football field.
Absolutely.
I can't buy enough tickets to pay for all of that. I can buy every ticket for 3 years and wouldn't pay for all of that.
Coach, well, I want to thank you for coming up.
Thank you guys for having us. I appreciate you guys being there yesterday.
You just got a really great group of girls.
Keep them going.
And, you know, your program, your kids make Fort Recovery proud. They act the right
way. Great job.
Your staff acts the right way, and it's just a real easy team to root for.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll be there every step of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Make sure you get your butt up here about three-quarters of the way through,
and we'll
talk about how we're about 16-2.
All right. Sounds good. That'd be nice.
Very perfect.
Thank you. That is head coach Travis Guggenmiller. You're Lady Indians. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk Indian football. Indians lose a heartbreaker Friday.
Heartbreaker.
But we go get the Cavs to lose Friday night. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
Gilbert Station.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our Lady Indians are undefeated through their first four matches and have only lost one set in those four matches. Now it's going to start getting serious with the MAC schedule starting tomorrow night as they host the always tough Coldwater Cavaliers at the Portside Fieldhouse. Friday, it'll be football, and we'll host the Cavaliers football team in the first MAC game of the season. The Reisner Energy pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, Our Lady Indians will go to Sydney to play in the Layman Catholic Invitational Tournament. They'll play three matches, with the first match at 9 a.m. against Versailles, 10 a.m. against Lima Central Catholic, and 11 a.m. versus Adena. We'll bring you as much of the action as we can live on the Hometown Huddle. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Talking local sports the way we do around here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee continues on the Tribe 107.3.
Background music.
He's got some good music. Chuck, yeah. You're in here. Good job.
Good job, Chuck.
If he's listening.
If he's not listening now, he will be checking things out. Sunday, it'll be Insight at noon and Sports Talk after that.
Mm. Thanks, Chuck.
Chuck, good man.
We went on live.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
He's working on that. And
we'll behave.
Happen. It's going to happen.
And that's
Son
gonna,
of
that's
a
the only thing that's holding it down.
You need a
beeper.
Yeah.
There you go. He's got one.
Chuck had to replace our soundboard. Our soundboard croaked, and he showed me where the beeper button beep. Is.
Hey, Neil, why don't you and then can you keep. Oh, we need that.
Oh, yeah, you got to put it in our hands.
Oh, that'd be great.
Stick that up and your beep.
Back in the old days, I used to cut out some of the stuff and do that. And other times, I would just do that, even when nobody said anything. Just,
oh, yeah.
Because I can't remember who it was. It might have been Todd Holman or somebody said that they loved
the beeper.
Just to kind of
what he said, what
build
he said.
their own language into yeah. it, whatever might have been said.
We got big Labor Day weekend. We got a long weekend.
Big weekend.
Anything going on?
I'm going to Cincinnati Reds game on Sunday. Bachelor party. Ian Holman.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's
real awesome. Excited about getting
an overnighter.
Boss. Nope.
Come on back.
For yeah.
You golfing Monday then?
I'm debating it. I'm not sure. I'd like to.
You're in.
I'm probably in.
So also this weekend is the Wendoline Labor Day weekend.
This is the MD, right?
Yeah.
And the MD
finish.
Men's finals will be, the Division One will be on Saturday. Division Two will be on Sunday this weekend at Wendelene Park. So they're finishing it up.
Finish her up.
2 weeks, 3 weeks later, but that's the best they could come up with, and it's going to be really good because it's always fun to go out to Wendelene and watch them play. And there's two diamonds out there, and now get
they're
things
going.
They're
calling for a rain Saturday.
Are they? No rain.
Nope, out.
What do you say? They got 40 games left or something like that?
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not sure how many they have.
They got quite a few
left. It's plenty. They got a lot in, but they got it.
I don't think very many teams knocked out yet.
Tell you what, that's great for Wendelene.
Absolutely. Oh, they don't care. Yeah,
beer sales are going out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. They usually have a nice...
Good thinking, people.
Yeah, they usually have a really neat tournament out there. There's a lot of times where families will... We'll get like even older guys out there playing each other, but that's been slowing down a little bit. But it's really good to have an event like that that they can go to that's already set up, ready to go, and the Wendelene, they treat people like kings out there. So
yep, absolutely.
Well, nice comment, Robert. Fell down.
Timber! Something is not right.
Speaking of timber, they cut down the old cottonwood tree down at Fortsight Park at the bottom of the hill.
Did they really?
Yep. Huh. Yep, it was dead, and saw them cutting it today. And
I'll be darned.
I got to get my walnut tree. I got some low branches.
He's
got
to go, or you just need the low ones trimmed?
I got to trim them. I'm going to keep it. It's a big shade tree. Got to have shade.
Yep.
Well, that is a big
shade tree. And you get to shoot walnuts at passing cars when you're mowing.
Drive by next time.
Yeah. Yeah, call us. Put it on Facebook. Give us a 10-20 minute warning so we can drive by and get
they
in.
They are huge this year.
Yep.
Walnuts good?
Yes.
Crack them open.
If Vessi Guggenbush, if his grandpa would have been.
Oh, yeah, he took them.
He come and got my walnuts 1 year.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a big walnut guy.
Yep.
I don't think they do that anymore, do they? Like, what's you used to get walnuts?
You just got hickory nuts.
It's too much work. And
yeah, it's a lot of work.
Get the walnut stains all over your hands and. Too many sissies.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Benson?
Benson gets...
No, he's sissy.
He works on machinery at...
Oh, Jesus. Hey, we all do.
Any more cards this week? Any more yellow cards or anything?
Not this week.
All right.
He got a yellow card last week?
He got a couple of.
I got to show you. Yelling at the ref?
Oh, no.
You got pounding another kid.
This video of him getting his second yellow card last week is incredible. Good, it's just funny. It's not on Facebook or anything, but somebody sent him the video of it. Everybody I know that's seen it laughs out loud as soon as it happens. It's really good.
Not bad.
You're going to love this. Benson Barnett, Jay County.
Are you in the white?
The white guy.
Do you get thrown out for that?
No, just the yellow.
What did your coach say?
Good job, Benson.
Yeah, well, most of the time he's proud of me for that, but we were up 5-0 at the time. So.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was at Jay County for the junior high scrimmage, football scrimmage. Mm-hmm. They have a nice football facility.
Do they?
Picture up. Turf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is freaking nice. And we open up with them next year.
Yeah.
At Jay County, Fort Recovery at Jay County.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great call.
Yeah, I think they got some good momentum going on in their football program. I think they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good deal. Yeah. And Friday night, Indians lose a tough one to Allen East. I thought the first half they were a lot better than we were. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But thought we battled, and we had a chance to win that game.
Yeah. Did the, I've heard, was there a little discrepancy on the time clock?
I don't even want to talk about the officials, because we're not allowed to talk about the officials.
Yeah, we can say that it appeared that...
kid was out of bounds and they just didn't shut the clock off or
that
something.
That breaker was out of bounds with about 20 seconds to go, and the official wound it and had him run.
I don't understand why they every flag they would meet.
Yeah, and then it was a long time
different.
A lot of that stuff.
I was like, who are these guys?
The officials had the same last name.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, who they were. I decided it was father and
two sons.
Yeah.
But
which is fine.
I Lance and it looked like they're all about the same age. So I don't know. Mm. It just happened. It was what it was. Fairly common.
Tough loss for the Indians. Tough now loss. We got a tough one Friday with Coldwater.
Ooh, Coldwater. I'm sure they're going to have a good ball yeah. club again. They always do.
Coldwater beats Valley View, beats Clinton Massey, and now we got them Friday night. Yeah. There is so much stuff going on Friday night up there. Amy Potcutter is awesome.
She's got it going. Yeah. We talked that last week.
We got ice cream sandwiches from the Dairy Queen. Which I'm going to grab one or two.
Delicious. Yeah, I got to have at least one.
Ice cream cookie, them big heads.
Them big boys.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
We got money. The 50-50 goes to the Wink family.
Perfect.
We got, what else we got Friday night?
Student appreciation.
Student appreciation.
The Catholic Church is having a...
Tailgate.
Tailgate at the Catholic Church.
So, get out. This is a great next couple days. Tomorrow night.
Volleyball wide open tomorrow night.
Get your butts up to the field house. Indians and Cavs. I'd love to beat Coldwater.
There's going to be lots and lots of prizes, Amy said.
Yeah.
Especially since the other stuff is going to be going on with the church. They're not going to duplicate that, and that gives them more time and more money to give out more prizes to the kids.
You know, Lane won the autographed football first night. Lane won that.
He did.
He's fired up.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah.
It's a great start. Up,
so.
So did you steal it from me?
He can't find it. Where's that?
Where'd that go?
Hey, Grandpa.
Grandpa got her.
I want to thank Mr. Steve Hellwagon for continuing to support Fort Recovery Radio. He don't have to do that, folks.
No, he don't.
We don't give him nothing. Just like Hal McCoy. Them guys do that because they're sports
guys.
Nuts. And they love to talk sports. I'll text Hal and as the Reds finish up here, and we could get him on next week too.
Yeah.
I like to get him on after the season and talk to him about the Reds
see
and what
he
sees.
Is gonna happen.
We're very blessed to be able to talk to guys like that.
Yeah.
We're just a couple of dumb morons here, but
yes, sir.
But them guys talk to us to get that insight from
it is
from Ohio State.
And, you guys intelligent questions.
Well, I don't know about that.
They're not afraid to talk to you.
But it is
plain old stock questions.
It is fun to talk to those guys and get their insight. And I'll be at Ohio State on Saturday.
Yes, sir. You're going to get some victory. Get some victory. Get started.
We'll get a victory, and we'll let the boys go to the first call session and the band and the ramp and the whole nine yards. Yeah.
That's fun. That's the first time they've been?
Yep, this is their first game.
I love it.
I still love it. I mean, I get goosebumps. I love it.
The band comes out. Awesome. Still unbelievable.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
Benson Barnett, the man behind
the best.
The keyboard and keeps us going. The owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer. And $700 richer.
$700 richer.
That's why we have M&M's this week.
Oh, M&M's.
He went crazy.
He did go crazy.
Thank you, Neil. Next weekend, who knows what he's going to bring.
Donuts.
You quit talking gibberish. You come in here, sugar donuts next week with the holes. Pillsbury Doughboy. You got anything?
No.
Nope.
I don't have a deep fryer.
I'll buy you one.
A deep fryer.
Buy me a deep fryer.
Yep.
Where am I going to put it?
Right over there.
Right outside the door.
Okay, we'll toss that printer out. We don't need that printer.
What do you print? You don't need nothing.
No print.
I print the rosters for every game.
Most of them are wrong.
The commercials for every game. I print a thousand different things.
Hey.
Yeah.
I listened to the game last night.
Oh, yeah, the new girls.
Brenda. And
Christy Toby.
As in Sean's wife?
Yeah.
You spelled her name wrong.
Yes.
You spelled it with a C.
Oh, it's K?
Yeah,
Christy. I'm sorry.
Just saying.
My apologies to her.
They did good.
They did very well.
Yes.
They
do great if you shut up.
They started. Well, but they didn't give the score all the time.
No, so. I know.
But they get excited, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's
I love
right.
That.
That's what we like.
And listening, like I sit in my golf cart and listen to Will and who was his partner Friday night?
Reese Guggenbiller and Brody Hart.
Yeah. They get so fired up.
Yes, they do.
I love it. I freaking love it.
They sound like us in baseball. Yep. Same thing.
Yep.
I do it. You're very lucky man, Neil Spencer.
Yes, I am. I have people that really love the games.
Yeah. And you know why? Because we set the tone of showing how you got to be an idiot.
Yeah.
That's
it's
exactly
okay.
Right. Huh? You and Calvi did that start with.
Yeah. We started off with Jeff Hobbs, who's extremely professional.
Oh, yeah.
And
then way too good for us.
Bubba and Calvi.
Yeah.
extremely irreverent.
I love it.
And very entertaining. And not that I don't appreciate the very professional stuff like Hobbs was, but
when
people are excited.
Hair up.
That's good.
In the Fort Recovery golf outing last 2 weeks ago, Hobbsy and Jackson played.
Yeah.
And I use their Spencer. And what? They're just great.
Oh, my God. They're great guys. They both love Fort.
They do.
They both love the Fort.
And Hobbsy said, every Wednesday, I wear purple.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yeah. And he said, I do not wear blue any day. That's Delphus St. John's color, so he's Delphus Jefferson, and he will not wear blue. Yeah.
I believe him, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yep. We will see you next week. Once again, thanks, Coach Guggenbeller. Good luck tomorrow night, Indians.
Go get them.
Home, Cavaliers. Let's pack the old
Friday night back up here at the football field, Berenberge Park.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Nope. Can't wait.
Great weekend. Talk to you guys later. Once again, we want to thank Chris Seifring and Gilbert Station
for
having our back.
We love him.
Yep.
That's today's Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Thanks for tuning in and supporting local sports on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP.